This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Mary Shedden with Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies. Since small recreational drones came onto the market a few years ago, journalists have been using them for news gathering. Problem is, many of them have been doing so without clear legal guidelines. That's because federal rules say people using drones needed to obtain a traditional pilot's license. And every time someone wanted to operate the unmanned aircraft that usually weighs less than 5 pounds, they needed to call the Federal Aviation Administration 24 hours in advance. Well, now new rules have come out. People who are age 16 or older and who speak English can take a written exam and pass a security check to use these flying objects as part of their job. There are pages and pages of other rules about where and when drones can be used. But first, Kelly McBride, can you tell me what journalists would want to do with these drones?
The reason why journalists need to get a license is because if they want to use drones as something other than a hobby, meaning in the job that they get paid for, they have to get a license according to the FAA. So these regulations are 600 pages long, and they don't necessarily say what journalists can do, but they do say a lot of things that they can't do. You can only fly under 400 feet. You can't fly in restricted areas. You need to get permission if you're near an airport. There's no night flying. Given those restrictions, I think what we're going to see is a lot of obvious things like coverage of parades, environmental stories, maybe protests if you think about that. But what I'm really excited about is the creative uses that we can't quite imagine yet. So think about a story about public transportation or a story about maybe the routes that kids take to school. I think that journalists, once they start using these, are going to have really creative ways to tell better stories that we'll get excited about.
Now, Matt Wade, a journalism professor at the University of Nebraska, he's been following this all along. As you hear in this TED Talk he gave in 2015, he realizes this new technology creeps some people out.
And a lot of the headlines that you read right now about drones are actually kind of scary. You know, near misses and crashes and flying trespassers. But understand this, the very same headlines were written in the decades after the Wright brothers took off from Kitty Hawk in 1903.
Kelly, is Matt Waite right? Are people just wary of technology, or are there real privacy concerns out there?
Sure. People are always creeped out by technology. We've pointed that out on this conversation many times in the past. People were creeped out by television, they were creeped out by radio, they were creeped out by cars. It's a perennial story, and I completely expect that a lot of people will have privacy concerns about drones. That said, will paparazzi use drones? Sure, you bet they will. And they'll try and break as many rules as possible. The thing is, though, if you have to have a license to use a drone, that means that your license can be taken away. And you can bet that there'll be more regulation and oversight now than if this was completely unlicensed. So we'll keep having these conversations, but I'm pretty confident that the processes in place will minimize the invasions of privacy that people are concerned about.
And what about drones taking over the place of journalists? Are human beings going to lose their job to these robotic news gathering devices?
Well, yes, but it's actually a different kind of drone. It's called an algorithm.
True. Well, I hope to be here a long time talking human to human to you, Kelly McBride. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
You're welcome.